me, See My Ability, the podcast of the ARC Southern Maryland. We want you to know about an event we're putting on Saturday, May 4th. A day at the Derby, Southern Maryland style. And what makes a celebration of the Kentucky Derby, which is an international event, it draws millions to Kentucky and to their TVs around the world, Southern Maryland style. Here's one of our event organizers, Lindy Waldbauer, our development manager.
We wanted to make sure that it was held somewhere that was representative of Southern Maryland. So we picked the beautiful Paraguay Vineyard and Winery, which is all about Southern Maryland. We make sure that our meals have things from Southern Maryland, like fried chicken, Old Bay seasoning, all of the things that people think of when they think of Southern Maryland. We've even got some dishes that have some blue crab sprinkled in there. And in the past, we've always teamed up with a local distiller so that we have some local bourbon there and the local wines they produce right there at the vineyard.
How many people typically show up for an event like this, and what kind of atmosphere do you expect?
We had last year about 100 people. We are hoping for well over 125 people this year. The event and the atmosphere, the backdrop for really is what makes the event just such a beautiful space. So you're coming into the vineyard and winery around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There's live music playing, and you will have a lot of different options to kind of start the evening with. There'll be raffles and a silent auction, as well as derby themed drinks that will be available. And then we have a feast that will be catered for us, Maryland Country Caterers, and the tasting room will be open so that if anyone wants to partake in wine, that is there as well. A lot of fun, a lot of laughter and excitement to support such an amazing cause. And then that all leads up to the grand finale of the evening, which is the most exciting 2 minutes in sports history, right on the big screen while we watch the Kentucky Derby.
You can find out more about buying tickets to this event, and there's still time to get in on being a sponsor. Go to arcsomd.org for more information. And if you want to take a sneak peek at the winery, you can find it at its website at perigot.com. Perigot.com. Now that is spelled very French. P-E-R-I-G-E-A-U-X. This winery is in St. Leonard in Calvert County. The vineyard is named after a village in France where one of the founders studied winemaking. P-E-R-I-G-E-A-U-X, Perigot. This is an event for adults, so that we can all support our adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities.
Families are welcome. This event has just historically appealed more to the older crowd who are looking to get away and have a reason to go out with their friends and colleagues for the evening. We do have some games that are available for the young at heart. So it definitely is a fun event, but always has appealed to the older crowd.
Do people have a chance to tour the winery?
Oh, absolutely. The grounds there at the winery go far beyond the space that we take up. But yes, the grounds are open and there's plenty to see and explore. And from wherever you are, you can still hear the music and the laughter and the fun that's going on.
I know a lot of people with disabilities or who have children, once they get out of high school, they're looking for services, and that's where the ARC Southern Maryland comes in.
Absolutely. Most of the services that we provide are for the transitioning youth as they come out of high school. However, the ARC does support many children through our Behavior Support Services program. So we are able to provide services for families and younger children. However, you're absolutely correct. Most of the people that we support are coming to us as adults once they no longer qualify for the services of public school system.
By extension, their parents are benefiting from it. That's part of what this podcast is about. When you support the ARC Southern Maryland, you're not only supporting people that you clearly know have disabilities, but you're supporting their loved ones who have been caring for them. And it takes a lot out of a person. And giving that other person qualified staff to help out and a few hours of respite so that they can go do their jobs and take care of their homes or even their parents' elder care issues is very helpful. It's all that stuff that we all can relate to, even if we don't have individuals in our own home who have intellectual or developmental disabilities. Talk to me about some of the things that when you buy a ticket, you're supporting for the ARC Southern Maryland.
Every ticket that we sell, every sponsorship that we've gotten in goes directly to supporting people with disabilities here in Southern Maryland. And one of the big things that we have always shared in our adventure here with the Derby is our dental fund. There are many adults with disabilities who do not receive dental care because state insurance or other insurances covers very little. Many times the people that we do support with sensory issues or, you know, other intellectual disabilities, they're not able to have routine dental work done like you or I, and it requires sedation, which is extremely costly and very rarely, if ever, covered by insurance. So the Derby is a chance for us to allocate money for our dental fund. And it also helps in all of the other programs we have where we support over 1,000 people with disabilities throughout Maryland.
We all hope to see you there at our third annual Day at the Derby, Southern Maryland style, on Saturday, May 4th. Check out our online auction items to support what we do for Maryland families on arcsomd.org. This has been a production of See Me, See My Ability, the podcast of the ARC Southern Maryland. I'm Rita Rich.
Trifecta and superfecta betting. A jockey change on four, Spicer.